guide us with those whom you have guided. O Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وصحابك يا نور الله The Holy Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, The one who recites Durood upon me 1,000 times daily shall not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. I welcome my dear viewers of Madani channel back to our silsila, our role models, in which Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in every episode, we speak regarding a pious wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or a beloved blessed sahabi of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. And we learn regarding their seerat. We learn regarding their biography. What were their actions? What was their character? And likewise, we try to attain lesson in our life. That it is always said that we choose our role models as those whom we perhaps see on television, or perhaps whom we see as those who are attractive in front of the eyes of such people who desire what the nafs requires. But our role models should be those who may lead us to Jannat. Our role models should be such who may lead us on the path of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, we are mistaken in choosing the right role models. So we should all try. I should try. The viewers of Madani channel should try. Each and every one of us should try that we act upon the seerat of our sahaba ikram. We act upon the seerat of our buzurgane deen and choose them as our role models. Because choosing them as our role models, taking the Sahaba Ikram as our role models, inshallah ta'ala, this will be helpful for our good being in this dunya and our well-being in the akhirah. So inshallah azza wa jal, today, the personality we will discuss regarding is such an amazing personality whose character is amazing, whose sifat were amazing, whose lessons were amazing, and he plays a very big role in our lives. The Shajra-e Aliya Qadriya Razviya Attariya is one of the buzurg of that Shajra. Sayyiduna Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyiduna Imam Jafar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the sixth Imam and Sheikh of the Silsila-e Aliya Qadriya Razviya Attariya. He was born on Monday in either 80th or 83rd of Hijri in Madinatul Munawwara. His name was Jafar bin Muhammad, and he was also known as Abu Abdullah and Abu Ismail. His titles were Sadiq, Fadil, and Tahir. These were the titles of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. His mother's name was Umme Farda. He was very handsome, very dashing, very attractive, and had a radiant appearance. He had the perfect height. He was the reflection of the characteristics of his forefathers. Hafiz Abu Nu'aym Asfahani radiyallahu ta'ala anhu narrates in his book on the authority of Umar bin Miqdam radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, when I used to look at Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, then I used to immediately feel that he was from amongst the descendants of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiyallahu ta'ala anhu was a great abid, was a very pious person, and undoubtedly one of the greatest Sufis of his time. Many secrets of tasawwuf were explained by him. It is in Tabaqatul Abrar that he received the authority of hadith from his blessed father, from Imam Zuhri and Nafi' and Ibn Munqadir radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, and Sufyan Sauri, Ibn Ainiya, Shorba, Yahya al-Qatan, Imam Malik, and his son, Imam Musa Qazim radiallahu ta'ala anhum, attained the authority of hadith from him. Just imagine the level, the rank which Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu attained, that the biggest alim of his time, the biggest jurist of his time, Sayyidina Imam Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, would also narrate a hadith which he learned from Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was a very exalted and pious personality. His inner and outer appearance was bright and radiant. He addressed the poor and those people who were regarded as low in the community with great love and affection. Once he called all his servants and said, "Let us give our hands in the hands of one another and promise that whichever one of us first receives salvation on the day of Qiyamah, he will intercede for the rest of the people." On hearing this, they said, "O Ibn Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for what reason do you need our intercession? When your beloved forefather, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, will intercede for the entire creation." He then said, "I am ashamed to make my deeds and stand before my forefather Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam." Allahu Akbar. Being from the lineage of Rasulul Kainat sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, being from the lineage of such great ancestors, but look at his khawf-e khuda. What does he say? He said that if any one of you attains shafaat on the day of Qiyamah, so don't forget me. We promise each other that whoever gets shafaat of Rasulul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he will intercede for his brothers as well. He should intercede for those who are taking this promise now. And who is he addressing this to? He's telling to those who are poor. He's telling to those who are seen as very low in the community. And nowadays, what is our situation regarding that? Those people who are poor, those people who are seen low in the community, those people who are looked with the eyes of humiliation, those people are never granted respect. We think that we are everything and these people are nothing. But what is this Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu teaching us? That never think that you are better than someone. This is what he's teaching us. Not only verbally, he is teaching us practically as well. That you might seem and you might feel that you are better than someone, but you do not know who is the best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The best in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that who has the taqwa, who fears Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who loves the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But unfortunately, unlike the seerat of Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, we are taking pledges like whoever gets more profit in this certain business line should promise each other that we will teach this line to one another, we will help one another in this and that, and we will do this, we will do that. But look at their mindset. Look at the mindset of our role models. Look at the mindset of our pious imams and our pious ancestors. They would always worry whether the akhirah would be good or not. They would always worry that whether they will get shafaat of Rasul Kareem sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam or not. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the sadaqah of such blessed and pious mentality. May we also start thinking about our akhirah instead of only and only thinking about this dunya. Because when we only think about this dunya, we might enhance our living in this dunya only. But what about the akhirah? When will we think about the akhirah? And these imams, these pious ancestors, these awliya Allah are a practical lesson for us. They are teaching us that we did this. You take our name, you follow our name, you celebrate our big nights, you take our names, you call upon us. So learn from our seerat as well. This is the practical message, what we learn from the seerat of our pious ancestors. And these are the role models, trust me, which will lead you towards the path which goes directly towards Jannah. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was without doubt a faithful servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he always attained everything that he asked from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was mustajabud da'wat. That whatever he asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would give him. Imagine we were mustajabud da'wat. What kind our du'as would be? We would always ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for more money. We have one car, ya Allah ta'ala grant me 2 cars. We have 2 cars, ya Allah grant me 10 cars. I have 1 luxury house, ya Allah grant me 10 luxury houses. I have 1 good running business, ya Allah grant me 10 running businesses. This would be our practices. This would be our du'as. But look at the du'as of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. What kind of mentality he has. Abul Qasim Tabri narrates from Wahab radiallahu ta'ala anhu that he heard Layth bin Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu saying, "I was on my way to Hajj by foot. in the year 113 Hijri. And I reached Makkah Muazzama, and I reached Jabal Abu Qais, close to the time of Asr Salah. There, I saw a man sitting in seclusion, in complete privacy, making dua. He was saying, Ya Rabbi, so many times that breathing became difficult. He was saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, so much that breathing also was difficult, but he was carrying on saying, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi, Ya Rabbi. And then in the same way, he said, Ya Hay, Ya Hay, Ya Hay. And again, in the same way that breathing would become difficult. Then in the same way, he said, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in such a way that breathing was difficult, he continuously kept on saying that. Then he continuously said, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu. Again in the same way that breathing was difficult for him. Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu, Ya Rahmanu. He kept on saying that. Then he said, Ya Rahimu, Ya Rahimu, Ya Rahimu. And then went to say, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Then he said, Oh Allah, I desire to eat grapes. Please bless me some. And my clothes have become old and tattered. Please give me new ones. Hazrat Layth radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, By Allah, he was still completing his dua when I saw a basket of grapes kept before him. He did not even complete his dua, whereas it wasn't even the grape season. And I did not see any grapes near him before his dua. I also saw that there were two pieces of cloth kept near the grapes. I have never seen such a beautiful material before. He then sat down to eat the grapes. I went up to him and said, Huzur, my master, my leader, may I also have a part of this? And he asked, how this was so? So I said, I was saying Ameen as you made the dua. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, what we learn here is that the duas of the pious keep a very great value. And one very beautiful adab of dua we learn here, that before you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything, praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take different titles of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Grant Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wasila of his names, wasila of his sifat, wasila of the pious ancestors. And when we are in an ijtima and dua is going on, alhamdulillah, the ijtima'at of Dawat-e-Islami, and we see how our muballigeen make dua in the ijtima'at of Dawat Islami, have a very similar style. We call Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with his name, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Rabbana, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen, Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum. We use these names. We praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then we ask for duas. And just imagine if you said Ameen on the duas of someone. And the dua is ultimately accepted for you as well. Like how it happened in this waqiyah, that Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala, who praised Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he asked for grapes, he asked for clothes, because he said that I had tattered clothes, I had torn clothes. They did not worry about their dressing, they did not worry about anything. But one thing they had was tawakkul on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They knew if I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something, I will definitely get it. If I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for any need of mine, Allah ta'ala will never leave me alone. Allah Ta'ala will support me. Allah Ta'ala will help me. But unfortunately, this is what we lack. When we are in trouble, when we are facing any trial or calamity, we run here and there to different resources. We try whatever we can. And the last resort we keep is dua. At the end, we come and make dua. But dua should be the first option which we should keep. We should make dua whenever we get a chance. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whenever we ask anyone else, so that person might give you once, might give you for the second time, might give you for the third time, but there comes a point where that person gets irritated by you. That this person doesn't have any other job or what. Always he's coming to ask me for something or the other. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a king. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is such a master that no matter how many times you ask him for anything, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets happy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even grants you more than what you ask. Sometimes we feel that our du'as are not accepted. But the reality is that maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept a greater reward for you. But we are unaware of that. And we, out of restlessness that my du'a is not being accepted and this and that, we end up uttering such sentences, such words which at times lead us to very bad consequences. So we should be careful about whatever trials we go through, instead of using our tongue in any other thing, instead of trying in different resources, we should turn back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask for the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. A man once lost his purse, which contained 1,000 dinars. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was walking close to him. So he held the hand of the Imam and accused him of stealing his money. Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked how much he had in his money bag. And the man said that he had 1,000 dinars. Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu took him home and gave him 1,000 dinars from his wealth. Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu was accused of stealing. A man lost his purse, 1,000 dinars in it. He was shocked. He went crazy. I lost so much of wealth. He saw Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq, he blamed him. You stole my 1,000 dinars. Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great imam, being accused of stealing, instead of clarifying or saying anything, he held his hand and said, let's go. They went to the house and Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gave him 1,000 dinars from his own wealth, while he is the one who's being accused. And instead of retaliating or saying anything, you're accusing me. Do you know me? You know, who am I? I'm this, I'm that. No, nothing like that. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, from his own wealth, he gave 1,000 dinars to the person who accused him. Then the next day, the man found his money bag and came rushing to Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Just imagine how embarrassed he might have been that I accused this pious person of stealing, and this person so decent that he didn't say anything and he gave me 1,000 from his own side. So when he found his purse, he went to Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu to return the money. Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, so beautifully he said, we do not take back what we have already given. We never take back whatever we have already given. So I have given this to you, this is yours. Just imagine what generosity, such a generous nature Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu had. And he is undoubtedly our leader, he is our master, and he is a true role model whom we should follow. We should follow his sirat, we should follow his akhlaq. Then the man then asked some people who this person was. And he was told that it was Hazrat Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. When he heard this, he became very sad and regretted upon his behavior for the rest of his life. Just imagine. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, if he wanted, he could get his support. He could get those people who loved him. And he could, you know, in today's words, we could say that he could finish that person up, whoever accused him. But Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, may Allah ta'ala's infinite mercy shower upon him, he never did like that. He did not retaliate. In fact, he stayed calm. He stayed calm. He stayed humble. And he gave that person money from his own side. So this is what we learn from the life of Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Leniency, calmness, tolerance, to learn how to forgive others, not to retaliate and get angry on every single thing. Because when we get angry at every single thing, we end up hurting ourselves. We end up causing loss to ourselves. Look at the words of wisdom which Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu gives to his followers. Very beautiful words of wisdom. Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often make dua in these following words. He would say, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, bless me with respect which is in your obedience, and do not disgrace me due to my shortcomings. O Allah, let me assist him through your grace and mercy, whose sustenance you have decreased. And Ya Allah Ta'ala, grant me the ability to serve those whose sustenance you have decreased, because you have given me a lot of sustenance. He would make dua in these words. Grant me respect, which is in your obedience. Ya Allah Ta'ala, don't hold me accountable for my shortcomings. Such a great imam, making dua in such words. Ya Allah Ta'ala, don't hold me accountable for my shortcomings. He would often say, Ya Allah Ta'ala, grant me such wealth with which I could assist others. I want to assist others. Those people who have less sustenance, I want to help them. Because Ya Allah, you have granted me a lot of sustenance. So we also should take heed from it. We also should take lesson from it. That such a great imam was eager to help the others. we should also be eager to help the others. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often say, there is not provision greater than piety. There is no provision such which can be greater than piety. There is nothing better than silence. Allahu Akbar. And there is no enemy more dangerous than one's ignorance. And there is no disease worse than lies. He says that there is no wealth. There is nothing greater than piety. If you pious, if you have taqwa, you hold the greatest wealth. You're the richest person on the planet. And if you have the ability of keeping silent, if you have the ability of keeping quiet, then this is one of the very best characteristics you may have. As Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliyah says, Ek chup, so suk. One moment of silence grants you 100 good moments. 100 moments in which you do not have to regret your statements. So Amir al-Sunnah's statement, Ek chup, so suk, is as per the teachings of our pious ancestors. And Amir al-Sunnah is undoubtedly one of the most pious personalities on earth today. And Alhamdulillah, we are blessed that we have seen this great wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our own eyes. We have heard his blessed discourses with our own ears. We have, Alhamdulillah, many of us got the opportunity of sitting in his blessed company. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant our Shaykh Amir al-Sunnah Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya a long, healthy life. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always keep him in his protection. Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu would often say, he who has attained the closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala divorces himself from everything in the world. The one who has made himself close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not need anything else. So this is what we learn from the seerat of our blessed Imam, Sayyidina Imam Jafar Sadiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Tolerance, sabr, piety, taqwa, silence. This is what we should implement in our lives. May Allah ta'ala grant the viewers of Madani channel, may Allah ta'ala grant me to follow upon whatever was said, and may Allah ta'ala make it such that we take this Imam as our true role model and spend our life according to his teachings and the teachings of our pious ancestors. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyil Ameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Sallu ala al-Habib Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam.
Oh Allah, guide us with those whom you have guided. Oh Allah, guide us with